Hey, good afternoon. This is Steve Rivera. We're starting the second hour of Eye on the Ball here. I'm glad to say that I have Kerry Cecil here with me. She's kind of like a crisis management slash this. You do so much. You're just kind of dynamic to me. We're talking off air and all the things you do. A lot of the, what's the primary thing you do?
I take care of Chuck Cecil.
I guess that's the
and
most
Charlie important. Cecil. That's my number one priority.
Okay, I understand that.
My family.
So what's the number two?
I take care of all of the others that are like that.
That's funny.
You know, I love teaching and I love helping people, and I think that at my core, you know, I'm a branding person and a very high level crisis management, which is really a glorified way of saying I get paid a lot to do PR.
to do PR in a fixer kind of way.
In a
proactive way.
Yes. Have you seen, I mean, for a lot of people, they don't understand it. I'm like, if you've ever watched the show Scandal, you know, that's what I do. And I do it in sports. And I do it for everyone from professional league commissioners and owners.
What's the difference between fixer and cover-upper?
One lies and one doesn't. Like a cover-upper.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to cover things up. I mean, it's funny because I, you know, about 10 years ago, I was like, whoa, I'm going to use my powers for good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that, I mean, there's a level of, number one, it's not like you can cover up things anymore. So I say to people all the time, you know, whether it's your phone, whether it's the cameras on the street corners, whether it's your email, whether it's texting, social media, we're basically chipped human beings. Mm-hmm. We walk around with a chip in our pocket that tells everybody where we've been, what we do. And even I give a lot of my clients burner phones, you know, so they can communicate with me. Even though my correspondence with them is always protected by attorney-client privilege, I give them phones and I'm like, okay, when you're done, run it over and throw it in the garbage, because that's what, it's just a two-way conversation. It's like a rotary phone.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. The good old days. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that the key is there is no covering up. I mean, I work with a lot of people who are guilty and some who have gone to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate. And, you know, my job isn't to judge them. You know, my job is to help them. And I can't help them if I don't know the truth.
Yeah.
And then it's a matter of if they understand there's culpability, helping them to construct a narrative, talking points and ways to go about getting that narrative out that will help them get another job or help keep them out of jail. Sometimes my audience isn't getting them a job, but sometimes my audience is jurors.
Right. So you're this one woman, but not a one woman band.
I'm not a one woman band.
Yeah, you're not one woman. So these institutions that you help have high powered attorneys. They have high powered or at least out there PR agencies. They have sports information directors, and they still call you.
Yeah, I mean they do. I mean some do.
You find that strange?
No, I mean, if you have an MD, you have a knee doctor, you have a cardiologist, you know, they're all doctors, you know, but then there's a certain doctor that if you have to have brain surgery or you have to have heart surgery, you call that person. And so I find that the attorneys, you know, I need, because I, particularly in litigation crisis management, when people are getting buyouts or they're going to jail or there's Title IX cases or there's, you know, potential lawsuits and things like that, you have to work lockstep with legal counsel to make sure that you're do no harm. That's number one, do no harm. Mm-hmm. And then when institutions have good strategic communications people, they are also really important to my jobs. We want to always be a help to them.
Yeah, they know why you're there.
They know why we're there, and they're so busy. They're so busy just doing their jobs that it allows them to say, okay, you do this part, and I work with a lot of fantastic communications people, women and men, across the country. And then you have SIDs who are just trying to do the day-to-day of, you know, getting the sports information out.
And you say you're very busy right now.
It's been a busy year now.
Because there's a lot of things going on?
Yeah, there's been, I mean, you have across the board that have been, you know, it's almost like in the FBI for every terrorist attack we, you know, that we hear about. There's 20
that
were adverted. And
yeah,
so
yeah,
I right. find it a win when you don't hear about it. I mean, but you just look at the across the board in the last year, you've had, you know, the University of Tennessee, you've had Ohio State, Maryland. I mean, you have Arizona. Mm-hmm. You know, there's many different schools.
Could
and
I ask
on the pro teams as well?
I know all this stuff is sensitive to you because you are in Arizona. Your husband coaches or is on.
He's
the
employed
pro,
by them.
Employed by them. Good word. So maybe you could say you did help locally.
No,
you didn't.
No,
oh.
I mean I have a partner who helps when I'm in a conflict of interest. I have a fantastic partner who is in Washington, D.C. He's worked with me with Jody Powell, who's President Carter's press secretary. And he, when I'm in conflict, I give conflict of interest, meaning he takes the primary lead on certain cases for individuals.
So the firm did help. You did not.
Yes, but you don't know who we helped. We may have not maybe helped the school.
Look at you, Miss Coy.
Well, you're so charming. You know, it's so funny. So, what's your name back there?
I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I'm the guy that really runs the show.
No, I know that.
Steve is my guest.
No,
normally.
I can see that. I mean, I know that.
Let's go
so
back
Bob.
To the charming thing.
No, no, no. So, Bob.
Let's go back to the charming thing.
So, Bob, so I'm driving up here, and I called I write those columns, and I called Ryan Finley. Do you know who Ryan Finley is? He's the editor at the Daily Star.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was like, so I got these directions, like, this guy's, like, not a serial killer, right? He's really, like, I've heard him on the radio, and he's like, oh, no, no. He's like, but he's very charming. He's like, be ready to be charmed. And I was like, I was like, all right.
I didn't even know that, so I have to use my power for good, not
Look
evil.
Look at you.
No, he said he was super nice.
And okay.
But he did say charming, be ready to be charmed. So I think that's a compliment.
I do, but now I need to know, I need to use that power. I didn't know. You know.
You are.
Okay.
And what she wanted to say is the difference between covering up and fixing is that, like, makeup versus a facelift. You can relate to that,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have a face for radio. Thank you very much, Bob.
You said it.
Makeup
I didn't.
And
you
facelift. So wait, which one would you say is the facelift?
When you fix the problem,
yeah,
and not cover it up, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sometimes people really need a facelift, and sometimes you just have to show everyone the beauty that's already there.
Yes. Yes.
Welcome to the Bob Hour.
Welcome.
Do you feel good about that?
Welcome to Makeup
101. Call in with your problems. Yeah.
At KVOI.
Yeah. Call in with your problems.
With Carrie and Steve.
We have you set. That might be a good show. We can maybe buy the 7 o'clock hour.
So anyway, so getting back to so about Arizona, no. I mean, they're wonderful people. And in fact, they have a really great new head of communications who's working for Dr. Robbins, who came from Texas A&M, and he's fantastic.
A lot of changes there. A lot of changes with those type of people.
Yeah, I didn't know the person who was there before, and the gal, the president before, I didn't know her.
Yeah, no. So, just a lot of changes. I'm not saying for the good or the bad. It's still early with those changes. I guess we'll find out down the road.
I do like Bobby Robbins, though.
Yeah,
I think he's amazing.
He's hard not to like.
Yeah, right.
He does a lot of different, and he's visible.
Yes.
And he cares. I've never shook his hand or whatever, but you can see him because he's out there.
He's you know, he comes off very authentic. And, I said it to someone the other day.
And let me say, before I interrupt you, authentic is the great word because you know it when you see it.
Absolutely.
And because if it's fake, you know it right away.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And what's great about him is he loves athletics. And a lot of institution presidents that I've worked with in the past absolutely know nothing about athletics. They really, really don't. Or even the chancellors. You know, that's not their primary focus. And he has this innate ability to literally go from beating the drum at the Wildcat game to the next day he's on Twitter in surgery at the U of A Medical Center.
That's a man with no ego.
No, I've met him. I've been very blessed to meet him like multiple times and spend some time with him. And I think he's good for Arizona.
Did he, this is a dumb question because I know the answer hypothetically. Hello, Dr. Robbins. I'm Carrie Cecil. Did he remember your name the next time?
Absolutely. He has he has a very good relationship with my husband.
Oh, yeah.
And so he knew, I think he doesn't know what he probably know me. I mean, he knows I'm a fixer, but he knows what I do for a living. But he knew my husband. He has a nice friendship with him.
Sure, sure. But you know what I'm saying? If they don't remember, you met once. Yeah, yeah.
He's not like that.
He's exactly not like that. But you know the authentic people who remember that, who remember your names. Oh, good, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I remember the last time, whatever. Yeah.
And the main point being, you can be really smart and helpful and informative without really knowing a lot about athletics. I think that's the takeaway.
I think he knows a ton about athletics.
Yes, he knows it. He's involved because he likes it.
He really is. Him and Chuck, like, they talk ball.
Yeah.
Like, the X's and O's and the schematics and who's run. Why are we running the nickel defense? Should we run the option and the wildcat and this thing? And I'm like, okay.
I give it a shot.
Let me ask you this.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't let you say he doesn't know when I know he does.
I thought you said something about he didn't know a lot about athletics. So.
No.
No, he knows
a lot. Did you know before you met your husband, your then boyfriend probably?
Did you know about
athletics? Were you a follower of sports?
You know, I've always been sporty. My brother was a football player. He's Chuck's age. He went to Arizona, and I grew up swimming and diving. And in our house, you kind of had to catch the ball or you're going to get beamed with it. It was like, catch her.
Marsha.
I'm going to hit you with, it? Yeah, no, which she gets.
Jen.
But no, it's Marsha who gets hit in the nose, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so our house, we played a lot of sports. We watched a lot of sports. My mom loved sports, so we just... you have to love sports to be married to an NFL coach. I mean, literally, you have to. To love it.
Let's go to break, and I have a lot of other questions because you've been at a number of different stops.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of talk to you about that and how your favorite ones, and now you're home again and stuff like that.
That's so nice.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go to break, and we'll come back on the other side here on KBOI, 10:30 a.m.
Miss Bob and Steve doing the makeup. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is... Lexus of Tucson announces the newest arrival to its crossover family, the UX Urban Explorer. With a starting MSRP of just $32,000, the UX offers numerous active safety features and Apple CarPlay as standard features. The UX has the best turning radius, highest MPG, and lowest cabin noise of any crossover in its class. Get details and see it now at Lexus of Tucson. Experience amazing. Speedway in Columbus and at the Auto Mall.
He finally did it!
What?
He got her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger.
Guys, if you really love her, get her Sonic's new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99. Nothing says, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, like crispy bacon and black pepper mayo. One bite of warm, buttery brioche bun will leave her speechless.
It's beautiful.
Hurry into Sonic for the new Steakhouse Bacon Cheeseburger and Tots for $4.99.
Tax not included. See menu for details for limited time only at participating Sonic drive-in.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Kaya weighed just 1 pound, 1 ounce at birth and endured a grueling 163 days in the hospital. Thanks to research funded by the March of Dimes, Kaya survived premature birth, the number one killer of babies in the United States. The birth of a child is supposed to be a joyful event, yet each year about 380,000 babies like Kaya are born too soon, and many have serious health problems that can last a lifetime. But you can change that. Join 3 million friends, families, and colleagues in more than 500 communities across the nation in March for Babies. The money we raise is so important in fighting premature birth and other life-threatening challenges that newborns face. We're supporting research and programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Sign up, join a team, and start fundraising today at marchforbabies.org. Together, we can fight premature birth and help more babies be born healthy.
John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. John C. Scott features interviews with elected officials, candidates, reporters, consultants, and voters in what shapes up to be one of the most critical election years in our history.
The John C. Scott Show, weekday afternoons 3 to 5 on AM 1030 KBOI. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KBOI. We have our eye on the arts.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on KBOI 1030 AM. I'm Steve Rivera. I'm lucky to be with Carrie Cecil. You must get bored very easily. You do so much, and you just in the breaks, you're kind of like, I do this, this, I do this.
I tell people, I speak to women's groups all the time, I'm like, you know, don't do one thing. Madonna never did one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. Oprah never did one thing. These people never do one thing, but they want to niche, particularly women, they uh-huh. niche us into roles. And I mean, we're great multitaskers. And as long as you know what your core is, and then you, like, I have the gift for gab, uh-huh. right? That's why uh-huh. I'm great on radio.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it.
I can talk probably.
You're charming, as the words
no.
they say. No, I don't.
You're charming. Didn't okay. we establish that you're the charmer?
I'm okay with that. I just got to know how to use
it. Gushiness is getting pretty deep in
yes,
here.
Oh, yes, Bob, you know you want to come over here and sit on my lap.
Steve won't allow it. He gets very jealous.
Chuck won't allow it. You don't want to get hit by Chuck.
Then there's that.
I threw it on you, Steve. Yeah, I'm sure. not getting yeah. beat
so,
up.
So let's go back to the sports kind of program. Thank you very much. I lost control here. You've been all over the world. Green Bay, Chuck was there. Tennessee, L.A., Tucson. When he was in Green Bay, you were not with him in Green Bay?
No, I mean, I was living somewhere else.
Okay,
so,
but
yeah.
you were abroad.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how was that living there, but you weren't there?
I love Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I love Green Bay, and I love the people there. It's cold.
That's why I would never live there.
But you know what? Here's the thing I'll tell you. I don't mind the seasons. I mean, I grew up here, and when I moved to the cold weather in Chicago and New York, and, you know, and then you have Green Bay and all these different places, right? So you learn to appreciate it and just deal with it.
Yeah.
But what I loved about Green Bay, I mean, they love the Packers.
Oh, sure,
like,
sure, sure.
Well, they love their fans. It doesn't matter how bad you are. They are there every single Sunday.
Right, right. Where I wanted to go with this eventually is, okay, then he was at Tennessee, and then we were in L.A. You didn't have to share him in Green Bay because you weren't there. Because he's Chuck Cecil playing for the Green Bay Packers.
I've always, you know, the great thing about our marriage is that we're both very independent people, and we're both givers and generous with our time, you mm-hmm. know. And so I don't ever feel like I have to share him. I mean, it's all this. We're all related somehow and just communicating with everybody. But no, I don't. I feel that here.
This is where I want. Here, do you have to? Because people know him here.
Well, they know him. I mean, when he was the defensive coordinator at the Tennessee Titans, and Nashville is small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just kind of, even when he was playing at Green Bay, you get used to people. You walk in a room and in a smaller market, they're like, oh, that's Chuck Cecil. And I mean, it's such an honor, though. I mean, I don't look at it as a burden, and I think it's a blessing. He gets invited to play in all these golf tournaments for charity,
sure.
and he goes and does things for the firefighters. I mean, how great is that to be able to get back? Like, you're in a position that you can impact other people's lives. So for me, I don't.
Let me ask you something. There are more people unlike you than like you when you say that in that profession. There are more of, don't bother me. I don't want to be bothered. Yes or no? I could be wrong.
You know, I think that, I mean, we're not like famous or anything. So I don't know what it's like to be bombarded, like how you see the paparazzi now bombard people. Within the coaching world, I don't have a whole lot of coaches that are not kind people. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have clients. I won't work. I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, you're in the life's too short category. No, thank you. Unless it's a lot of money. But, I mean, like, a lot.
Well, you just dropped $100 bill.
No, I didn't. No, but the reality is most of the people one-on-one are very kind. Mm-hmm. And they're good. Even the tough ones, the cranky ones, sure, like, that you think are going to be really cranky, like, yeah, Will Muschamp and you know, Nick Saban and all, yeah, these Urban Meyer. And then you get with them and they're so charismatic and fun and kind. I mean, Rich Rodriguez is an example. I know he, mm-hmm, had a very gruff demeanor here, and people have, or can take him or leave him. But like, when you deal with them one on one, he's lovely. You,
yeah,
know,
I'll go,
I mean,
on the
loves
record.
His kids. He's, oh, yeah, like, that's a, very, you know, apparent. He's a great, yeah, golfer. He's fun. And
I'll go on the record. So I liked Rich Rod a lot, lot, and I don't say a lot very often. I just didn't like how he handled losses.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know anyone who handles loss. I mean, here's the thing. I look at some of the guys on the sideline. Greg Williams, you know who he is? He's,
yeah,
like the,
mm-hmm,
interim coach right now at the Buffalo Bills. So he is really, really big on sideline demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so my husband, you know, worked with Greg, and it has that sort of, he's learned, he did flip the bird on national TV once, but, you know, he's learned that Greg taught him everything, like, from the way you tie your shoes to the way when you lose the ball, right? Or you fumble, give up the ball,
yeah,
or everyone is watching you.
Mm-hmm.
All the fans are watching you. The media is watching you. And more importantly, your teammates are watching you. And so if you're defeated or upset or, you know, you're going to bring that whole mentality of that team down. And Greg was really, really a big believer in sideline behavior. So Chuck kind of has that philosophy.
Mm-hmm. So you're very regular. You're very normal. You don't act high. Don't act low. Just do your job.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I think there's a time to get people fired up. I mean, Chuck doesn't necessarily, he doesn't have that problem. Like, he gets people really, he can get,
sure,
them really fired up. But I think be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes,
even if you're not.
Even if you're not, I mean, you're getting paid $5-6 million, and or two or one or how about just $100,000 for,
right,
some, you know, I mean,
sure,
just, it's more than most people will make in their lifetimes, and you have an obligation to represent the organization, whether it's the pros or an athletic department.
How many times do you have to say that to people who are making that? Relax, you're making $6 million. It's not that bad, or have you?
I say, I mean, the thing that for me, that why I get hired, I'm a truth teller. I'll say things that people won't say.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not working again. Like, unless you change this whole thing. Like, and if they don't change their ways, then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can only, you know, what is it, the old saying? You can lead a horse to water.
Yes.
You know, it's sort of, if you don't lead them, then they're not going to drink. And so I say a lot of that.
Do you, do other people hire you, or do they hire you? It's like you wanna be led, or does someone trying to lead you there? It's because it's more self reflection. Okay, now it's time. I have to kind of reestablish. I have to talk to Carrie. She'll set me right. Or is it somebody saying, we got to get you somebody to help you?
It depends where we are. Like, there's phase one, phase two, phase three, almost like an NFL rookie camp. So, you know, and if you're in a phase one where things are all going good, it's usually the coach or the GM at a pro team or president or someone will hear me speak somewhere. I speak a lot all over, and they'll hear me speak, and they'll go, oh, okay, I could probably use that, right?
Yeah.
And so then it's a proactive strategy. It's things they're already good at, but you know, I'll give you an example. So you were a journalist, and in journalism school, we learn how to ask questions in order to get
the answers
that we,
right,
want, whether that's, you know, either or question or a,
sure,
baiting question or a hypothetical question, because you want the sound point that's going to get, you know, now clickability. So I teach head coaches how not to answer those questions at a podium, at a press conference, you,
mm-hmm,
know, after a game to hear that. And no one ever taught them that. No, they taught them how to win, and they taught them how to be great,
sure,
coaches, but they didn't teach them how now to professionally address the media without alienating the media or being disrespectful to the media, not even realizing they're doing it. And I'm like, more than 100 times a day, I'm like, the media is not your enemy.
Well,
the media is not your enemy.
Thank you very much.
You need them.
Thank you very much, because it's very true. We're not out to get anybody.
No.
We're just out to tell a story.
Absolutely.
Whatever that story is, good or bad.
Absolutely.
The problem with that, when it's bad, they don't want to talk.
No.
Or they don't want to say anything. I understand, and we understand that, but we still have to do our job. And it looks bad. I think it looks bad on the surface when they don't talk.
It's terrible. I said, I mean, I literally just said this to an athletic director in a Power 5 school. I said, you're getting your bottom kicked 0 to 100 every day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and I pull the analytics. So I'll put a social listening tool on it. I'll look at 500,000 of their fans from Saudi Arabia to their market. And I'll say, here's what people are saying about you, right? This isn't me telling. This is not me being subjective saying, oh, I think you should wear the red shirt and not the blue shirt. It's not like that. It's the analytics don't lie. And so you can either sit there and keep getting whooped, or you can change your thought process and say, we're going to go 50-50. We'll go 50-50. And most journalists who are good journalists, Washington Post, New York Times, you know, some of these, you know,
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Papers, they want to tell, they have to. Their
That's
editors make them tell both sides of the story.
Sure.
Unless it's an editorial content, right? And the problem is that the public doesn't know the difference between
column,
and like my column is not news.
Just observations and your thoughts on it. No, I totally agree with you. Do you have people? Well, it's kind of like Moneyball for journalism, what you're doing, analytics.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like Moneyball, and it's probably just come on the scene in the last 10 years or whatever since you've started to realize
that.
Do you have old school people, and there are a lot of old school people in the business you work with, people you work with, that say it's all witchcraft or it's not believable? Or whatever.
They're dumb.
No.
They're dumb.
But you understand what I'm saying, because you have those old school people.
I mean, I would say there are those that didn't see the
benefit.
Reason to put resources, because it's expensive, to put like listening tools on major decisions, like to see what people are saying, to be able to address things, you know, like what happened to Greg Schiano. If they had had a social listening tool on that, they would have combated.
They would have pushed back, and they would have said,
would have. We had two federal agents that said, you know, he was not linked to Sandusky. And if that could have gone out on social media within 5 minutes of seeing it with a Twitter fire hose, there wouldn't have been protests. You wouldn't have state legislators piping in. You wouldn't have had this. You wouldn't have had that.
And he would have been the coach.
And by the way, and John Curry, the athletic director at CLB employed, and he's an amazing human being, and Beverly Davenport, the university president, fired, you know, and Shiana's not the coach, and it was a mess.
Let's go to break. There's so many things going on. I don't know if Michigan State has reached out to you, but that was a horrible situation and continues to be. But we'll talk about certain individuals. But I kind of want to talk local, obviously.
I love the local.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So we'll stay local. Let's go to break, and we'll talk to Carrie on the other side
about the dirty tea.
Reina, the Shish Kebab House, if someone asks you what type of food do you serve, do you say?
Middle Eastern cuisine.
Okay, talk about the hummus with beef.
What we use in Shish Kebab is top sirloin, and we top it with fresh onions, and we use peanuts. Of course, the seven spices, the Arabic spices that give that touch to the meal.
Now, if you don't know where Shish Kebab House is, it's right across the street from Park Place Mall.
Yes.
Preview their menu at shishkebabhouseoftucson.com.
Shish Kebab House, celebrating 25 years.
Lexus of Tucson announces the newest arrival to its crossover family, the UX Urban Explorer. With a starting MSRP of just $32,000, the UX offers numerous active safety features and Apple CarPlay as standard features. The UX has the best turning radius, highest MPG, and lowest cabin noise of any crossover in its class. Get details and see it now at Lexus of Tucson. Experience amazing. Speedway in Columbus and at the Auto Mall.
Kaya weighed just 1 pound, 1 ounce at birth and endured a grueling 163 days in the hospital. Thanks to research funded by the March of Dimes, Kaya survived premature birth, the number one killer of babies in the United States. The birth of a child is supposed to be a joyful event, yet each year about 380,000 babies like Kaya are born too soon, and many have serious health problems that can last a lifetime. But you can change that. Join 3 million friends, families, and colleagues in more than 500 communities across the nation in March for Babies. The money we raise is so important in fighting premature birth and other life-threatening challenges that newborns face. We're supporting research and programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Sign up, join a team, and start fundraising today at marchforbabies.org. Together, we can fight premature birth and help more babies be born healthy.
As the sun shines on the Rincon Mountains, Christy Simone wakes up Tucson from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk. Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network. 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on business.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 KVOI. I think we need to do this as soon as possible. Let's get a couple of pizzas out. So we'll do two today, right back to back. So we'll get our first two callers. We'll give away two 12-inch pizzas to Tino's Pizza on the east side on Tanque Verde. So if you're the first two callers, please call at 790-2040, and you'll get 12-inch pizzas. And they're good for a while, so you'll have them for a while. My guest is Carrie Cecil. What a dynamic woman, kind of a funny, very smart, probably too smart for me. I had to Google a lot of your terms you were using. I already forgot what they were, internal combustion, blah, 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 whatever they were.
But if you control Google, it's just all...
It's all easy
fake
to find.
Fake news that I feed you.
That's not good. You're scaring me now.
No, it's
you're
okay. You're scaring me now. I just put a chip in your car.
Oh, now you're really scaring me now. What did I do this? Why did I have you come in? So you're a dynamic person. You're doing all these things, and you probably don't like to slow down because you're too busy. It'll bore you.
I do like to take it, like, this is a slow time, the Christmas season, because it's, other than the coaching changes and hires. Mm-hmm.
And so that way you'll be busy because it's going to happen.
I was busy last week and I'll be busy. I'm busy right now just because we already know certain things are in motion.
Are you part of a committee is the committee here and you're out here in the periphery and they say, okay, now you can come in after we've vetted some people?
It depends. If I'm working with a search firm. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're working with a search firm, the search firm knows you're there. Sometimes the stakeholder, the general manager or an athletic director doesn't want people to know you're there. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, too. It just depends on what's right for that institution or that organization or governing body. Mm-hmm. Usually when it gets down to – I have two federal agents that I work with who are retired federal agents that work for me, and – sometimes they'll have us do forensics on them, and that's everything from background checks, like NFL security. It's just like you just look at everything from mm-hmm. how many cars they have, if they're deeply in debt, mm-hmm. you know, that puts them at risk. If they're if they've said anti-inclusion statements on social media, everything that you can imagine. And then we provide that report, and then – they say, yes, we don't care.
Yeah.
You know, he wins ball games.
Right. Well, yeah. Let me say this because I think I said this off the air and not on the air. None of us are perfect. We're all flawed. None of us walk on water. So you're going to find stuff regardless. Now it's just being proactive how to deal with it?
You know, I would say yes and no. I mean, you and I are old enough that we could still go on spring break when we were in college and drink shots on the bar in Mazatlan in our bikinis, and nobody has any pictures of us, thank God, because you were probably really good looking in that bikini.
Let's go with it. Okay.
Anyway,
yes.
So that didn't exist for our generation and even the generation prior to us. So I would hope that most people that are over the age of 40 have a sense of social media and its importance to their brand, and they're not, you know, dummies. So while I tell people all the time, while you have the First Amendment right to say many different things on social media, and it's a great place to be an activist, you just need to be mindful that your future employer may not agree with you.
How often do you cringe when you read stuff like that, when you see people, what the hell are you thinking?
it keeps me employed. So I'm like, yay. You know, I mean, because I mean, what I love to do is, you know, we teach, I teach all, that's my passion is really the proactive strategies and versus the crisis management. But we teach social media best practices at the NCAA, at the, you know, throughout the NFL, all the rookies and players and football players and basketball players and high risk sports and coaches and all of that, right? And I love doing that. And I feel like no one teaches them. They teach them, oh, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. But social media today for athletes and for coaches and general managers is basically their own channel.
Yeah. No, it's funny because back in the day, I had a father who says, think before you talk.
Yeah.
And before you, and then you had
pause before you post.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Herm Edwards did that, you know, da da da. He showed the kids tweeting or da da da. And before you press send, rethink this.
Yes.
Or reread this.
I mean, it's so calculated now that, I mean, you have people that are organically just good. You know, you have my own husband's pretty active on Twitter.
Yeah, he's pretty
you
good.
You can follow him. But I think it's, is it Chuck Cecil 26 or C Cecil? I don't know. Anyway, so he's pretty active. And but there's certain strategies to it. I mean, for coaches, it's important to that the your constituency, and that's what it is,
mm-hmm.
the media, your faculty, if you're a college coach, faculty members, students, donors, fans, your neighbors, people have the right to know who you are. They're paying your salary. I mean, in some states and state institutions, they're the highest paid person
oh, sure. mm-hmm.
in the state,
mm-hmm.
right? And so they have a right to know you. And so with that comes a strategy to protecting your privacy
mm-hmm.
and also letting people understand what you stand for
right.
and not crossing the line. So we teach that. We teach them how to do that.
It's about teaching them how to be smart.
You know, I think they're smart. It's not impulsive. I mean, although Lane Kiffin is out there criticizing everyone and does crazy stuff, and, you know, it works for some people, and it, you know, and it doesn't work
if
for
it's
others.
Who you are. If it's who you are, it's who you are.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, Dabo Sweeney doesn't do it. And, I mean, other than recruiting and things like that. And, you know, Chris Peterson, who's a wonderful human being, you know, there's certain coaches that are just more private than others, but they're mm-hmm. amazing people.
Right.
But I
right.
think it helps. I think right. it helps.
Right. What, we'll probably bounce around now. What have been your favorite moments watching sports, watching your husband or whatever?
Oh, goodness gracious.
You've seen a ton of them.
I have seen so many.
You just
many.
Wrote about one.
Which, oh, the 106th mm-hmm. pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun to watch. And, you know, the great thing about Chuck is he, when I wrote that column, you know, I watched the film because, I mean, I've seen it so many times and things. And not being in Tucson, this is the first time we've been back in 30 years, really. So I didn't – I mean, we're living all over. We don't see how much he gets played here, right? And it was
right.
definitely topical. So that was a good one. But typical of Chuck, I mean, he's like, okay, see that guy? That's the linebacker. And if he'd have been, you know – we called him Shorty or whatever it was, and if he'd have been 2 inches taller, like, that's not my ball. You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
even
yeah.
my ball, right?
Right
and
right.
so he's quick. He's like, see that guy? And
he was deflecting the...
He always deflects mm-hmm. that thing. And one of my favorite moments that I got to just totally bamboozle from him was when he was in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hall of Fame induction is in New York, and at the time was at the Waldorf Astoria. And I mean, it's a pretty big deal, mm-hmm. right? It's everyone.
Oh yeah, sure, of course it is.
It's every coach across the country. It's all the big. It's everyone, and it's an amazing honor, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a amazing honor to be in the Hall of Fame. And so he was the coordinator at the Titans at uh-huh. the time. So he's like, "Oh, I'm not going." And I was like, "What do you mean you're not going? It's like we'll fly you there and we'll fly you back." And you know, Schwartz said you could go, or Fisher Fish
yeah.
said you need to go. He said, "No, you go. You be me." And I was like, "Oh, that'll be fun," right? And so I got to, like, I'm in all these pictures with, like,
so it Tim happened. He
oh,
didn't
yeah.
go. You
I
went.
I sat on the dais next to Phil Knight, who is the founder of Nike, and Archie Manning, and Tim Brown, and all these, and every picture of that class I'm in my ball gown. And Steve Hatchell, who runs the foundation, the National mm-hmm. Football Foundation, he said to me, he goes, "You're the only woman who's ever sat in for her husband when the husband's not dead." And it was just such a great honor. We went the next year with Greg Byrne. He invited us to go, Chuck to go, and we sat with him, and Chuck was in the ballroom. And when he saw really what it was the following year, he was like, oh, I should have probably come, you know.
Right.
So it was.
But who didn't know it was going to be that like that?
And it's just not him. His way. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like. We have like all of his jerseys from when he played Green Bay and Houston, and.
Let me tell you, he still looks like he can play.
You know what? It's so funny. He just gets better looking with age. It's so annoying. He, about three, four years ago, he quit drinking. He doesn't drink at all. And he, about 3 years ago, and he started working out. Like, he works out almost every day, which. And, like, the other day, he's, like, just walking around the house. He's got his jeans on. And I'm like, how is it that you have abs? Like, we're, like, old.
Yeah.
You know? And he he takes care of himself. And he's genuinely just a really happy person. And I think
I think abs make you happy. They make you unhappy.
I don't know. Mine are sleeping under here.
They make you unhappy when you're trying to get them. And then when you get them, you're happy.
Yeah. I mean, he's just
I'll never be happy.
I'm happy. With my warmth that's covering me, my internal blanket.
Yes, you're the wrong. You're not in Green Bay anymore, little girl.
You're going to need it. I'm Tucson. Like a walrus out there.
You're in Tucson. Hey, let's take our final break. Is that good, Bob? And then we can talk more about gibberish on the other side.
Hey there, sports fans. Everyone knows that pizza is a game day tradition, and Tino's Pizza has been feeding fans across town for 34 years. Family owned and operated, Tino's has your game day covered, from scratch made pizzas to wings. You can dine in or swing by for pickup, and delivery is available too. For game day and every day in between, Tino's Pizza is ready to serve at 6610 East Tankerverde Road. Call them at 296-9656 or check out their menu today at tinospizza.com.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply, insured by NCUA.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog a new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for our quarterly Tucson Air Service update, plus the serious consequences of a low snowpack in the western United States. Buckmaster doing the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI. It's Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Anywhere in the world live listening, BuckmasterShow.com.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030, KVOI. We have our eye on entertainment.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 KVOI. This is Steve.
Oh, I thought you meant 1030 in the morning.
Yeah, like, no. No, I'd still be asleep. The morning show called me this morning, woke me up at 7:30. Damn them.
Kidding.
No, I do the
you
show on
Tuesdays. You were just going to bed.
I went to bed at 2 this morning.
You do it every Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
You're becoming a big deal. You know, if you get caught doing something, we're going to have to call her.
Where have you been the last 30 years, Bob?
I'm sorry, were you talking?
I'm not an overnight.
Charming Steve.
Yeah, Charming Steve.
Charming
I like
Steve.
That. I like that.
At night. Through nighttime.
Yes. Hey, and the cool sounds of this yacht rock radio
yeah.
music.
Sounds of the holidays.
Yes. Carrie and I are going to do our own show. Call in. We'll solve your problems or create new ones.
My husband has abs, and just wondering, I'm so jealous.
I'm so jealous of your husband. Hey, I'm wondering if Chuck can teach an aerobic class.
Okay, let's dial it in, guys.
I'm sorry.
This is the Eye on the Ball.
Squirrel.
Show. Squirrel, yeah, yeah.
Dun,
yeah.
Da-dum.
So you must love what you're doing, helping people, saving people, all that.
I do. I love what I do. I'm very, I'm one of those people who, some days it's exhausting.
Exhausting. So what did you, I always this question of people who have great lives. What did you want to do when you grew up?
You know, I thought I wanted to go into politics. I really, really, and that's why, but more of on the lobby side than on the representative side. But I just did too much bad stuff when I was a kid that they would have found it. And so I wouldn't be in office today.
You know too much.
I know too much. I'm more like a good chief of staff is what I am.
Well, let me tell you something. I've been in this business a long time, 30-some years here in town, and I was other places as a student journalist. I'm not a sports fan anymore. I lost that interest about 20 years ago, 25.
Really?
I'm not a fan. I don't follow anybody. I just like to go to the event to write about it. I know too much.
That stinks.
And I know how the sausage is made. It's screwed up my love for the game.
Okay, but the game and the people are separate. The game
is so pure.
And
I love that.
The game is so pure.
I try to be a storyteller, and I like to be a storyteller, so that's what I enjoy of it. But I don't, you know, when my kids played, I cheered and I applauded, but I don't go to a game like, you know, I don't, that's gone. It's been gone for a long
time. I don't do that either, because if we lose, like when Chuck was in the NFL, it's like, okay, everybody's getting fired and we don't have health insurance. It's like all about boxes and health insurance for me. I have a colonoscopy this week. It's like, it's December. I could not have insurance next year. Right. Everything is like all the way up to the end of
January. TMI.
Yes, sorry.
TMI. But,
I told you I had a procedure. You just didn't know what it was.
But let me tell you something. We would have found it out anyway.
Like you haven't had one.
No. No, I just don't. Well, you don't bring pictures and discuss
it.
Like
you brought a picture of a polyp or something.
Wow, that's great color for my eyeshadow.
She's a woman with no filter. Leave her alone. We're okay
back
with
to the ball. Back
she
to
is
the ball.
A filter, though. Yeah, that's what she does,
no,
right?
No, she finds those things because she's assuming that we're going to Google it. What was Carrie up to today? Oh, she had a colonoscopy.
Steve is a polyp.
No, seriously. Chuck will probably tweet about it.
Oh, yeah, really?
It's like wisdom teeth when you come out, you know?
Yeah.
You really love me, honey.
So what's up next for you, Miss Busy Woman?
Well, I'm enjoying the holidays. I love the holidays. I love Christmas.
Oh, and you were telling me that some days holidays never happen because you're too busy.
Well, no, I'm not busy. I mean, Chuck, when in the NFL, you'd have games, or you're traveling or you're away and they're prepping, and you know we'd have Christmas morning on the 22nd when my daughter was little because Santa liked us so much better than everybody else. But it's a blessed life that just the compromises you make. And so this year my whole family is in Arizona, which is why it's just been so wonderful to be back. So it depends. Thanksgiving with my brother and everybody came to our house, and my mom, and everyone comes for Christmas. So it's just sucking it up while we can. And then I leave right after that for the Football Coaches Association. I'm speaking there, and for the NFLPA and teaching there and speaking there. That's that first week. And then to the national championship game. So just busy.
I was going to say, it's good to know, Bob, what people think is higher people, you know, these great money-making people, have real-world problems like the rest of us.
Like a colonoscopy.
Health insurance, colonoscopy.
Oh, my gosh,
And worry about health insurance and things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so funny. I heard you're like, oh, they have a fabulous life. I'm like, okay. Well, Chuck is still gazzy, and, like, we still, like, you know, have the same human issues, and we want our kids to be happy and safe. And
abs and colonoscopies.
And, we don't want to have, you know, colon problems.
Yeah. I get it.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm off and then we'll see what happens with, you know, Chuck at Arizona, and trust that God's going to open a door and where he wants it and shut the rest of them and try to use my powers for good.
Let's go back to kind of some of the good things.
She-Ra.
Hall of Fame that you actually got to participate in.
Yes.
What about games? Games you've seen that were like, wow.
Wow games. You know, at Green Bay, it was, I mean, when, okay, so the one of the things we always do when he's coaching on the sidelines is, it's so, we're nerds and we love each other. So we do that I love you sign, you know, where your thumb is out and you're, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I've never seen that
it's
sign.
It's sort of like the hook'em sign for Texas with the thumb out, right? So,
see, I need to know that charming way of talking to people.
Yeah, no, so we do that on the sidelines. That's always been fun. Like, it for us, it's always about family first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before the game and after the game, win or lose, family, you know, walk off. Mm-hmm. And even in the very worst game, like, we were at, you know, in New England playing Tom Brady in the heyday, and I think he was a position coach or something. We got to be, like, 59-0 or something. And, like, he's like, and I'm like, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. And he got all the way to the tunnel, and it was like, whew. You know, the hand goes up. So that, I mean, watching him play at Green Bay, they used to, like, chant his name. And, you know, they just, and just, like, you could really hit people then. So it was really
too tough for the NFL.
Oh, it was so fun. Too vicious.
Too vicious. So when you saw that, what did you think at the time?
I thought they were right.
Really?
I mean, he played the game to hurt people or to hurt himself. And you know, he can't play like that anymore. And, I mean, he's had a ton, you know, more than a handful of concussions. I mean, we're very blessed, knock on wood, that he doesn't have those symptoms as a lot of our friends have had. Junior Seau is a friend of ours. And, you know, so he was. He was a small white man who came across the middle. And if you were stretched out, he was going to make you unconscious and like literally crumple you. And that's what made him great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's a magna cum laude. He's a very smart individual. He's a great chess player. He looks and he can see things two plays down the road.
That's
based
what
on
makes
personnel.
Good players. I mean, honestly,
and coaches.
Yes, because I say this about Luke Walton, I play pool, but you're not shooting for the shot you have. You're shooting for the shot you're going to get.
He literally is the best pool player on
I
the planet. Oh
yeah.
My gosh! Yes.
Because that's what you do.
And it's all angles.
Mm-hmm.
It's all angles, and it never changes. He's like, the angles are the same, the footwork is the same.
I
it's
love
like
the look
math.
You gave
he
me when
math.
I said that.
I know. I'm like. Because it's true. You're absolutely right. See, you do love the game. So
I do. No, I love the strategy of the game. I had two kids that were pretty good in soccer. My oldest, very good. And it's all about angles, and he was a goalie. So it's getting out, knowing when to go out and when not to go out.
Yeah.
And if you're not as talented as many, you have to outthink the
absolutely.
Other people. Absolutely. And Chuck did that.
Yes.
I know my son's there. And I kind of had to do that, too, in terms of being savvy and outthinking, outsmarting.
Yeah. He's, I mean, the thing is that what he loves, you know, he loves student athletes so much, and that's why he came back, you know, was to help the student athletes, because here's a guy who was, you know, 140-pound walk-on at Arizona, a walk-on, right? Walk-on, and they laughed at him when they put him on the scale. The trainer laughed at him.
Initially.
They laughed because he was so small, and he goes on to, you know, earn a scholarship. Larry Smith gave him a scholarship, graduates with honors. Has a storybook career, holds all these records, and it's like he just wants to make sure that the athletes know that that's possible.
Sure.
That, you know, no matter what size you are, and also to create good men off the field.
To me, he is the Steve Kerr of the UA football program.
Oh, that's such an honor because Steve Kerr is just such an amazing human being. If we only had Steve's money. Stephen Brooks' money.
You're doing all right, young lady. There's a lot of issues in this world. You're going to go solve them all.
No.
I'm sending you my resume after the show.
Thank you for having me. And Bob, you're the best. Thank you.
You are quite
You're
welcome.
Not charming, though, Bob. So hey,
not like you. You are the master.
Oh,
I like this girl. She'll be back often.
Getting thick in here.
Talking about a lot of different things. Hey, thanks for this great show on Tuesday, Carrie. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. I don't know if we can get better, but we'll try.